Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 29. And Jacob moved on and came to the land of the people of the east. And he looked and saw a well in the field, and saw three flocks of sheep lying by it, for out of that well they watered the flocks. And a large stone was on the well's mouth, and all the flocks would be gathered there. Then they would roll the stone from the well's mouth and water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place on the well's mouth. So Jacob said to them,
"My brothers, where are you from?"
And they said,
"We are from Haran."
And he said to them,
"Do you know Laban, son of Nahor?"
And they said,
"We know him."
So he said to them,
"Is he well?"
And they said,
"Well, and see, his daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep."
And he said,
"See, it is still high day, not the time for the livestock to be gathered together. Water the sheep and go and feed them."
But they said,
"We are not allowed until all the flocks are gathered together and they have rolled the stone from the well's mouth. Then we shall water the sheep."
While he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. And it came to be, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. And Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And when Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's relative and that he was Rivka's son, she ran and told her father. And it came to be, when Laban heard the report about Yaakov, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his house. Then he told Laban all these matters. And Laban said to him,
"You are indeed my bone and my flesh."
And he stayed with him for a month. Then Laban said to Yaakov,
"Because you are my relative, should you therefore serve me for naught? Let me know. What should your wages be?"
And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. And Leah's eyes were weak, but Rachel was lovely of form and appearance. And Jacob loved Rachel, so he said,
"Let me serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter."
And Laban said,
"It is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me."
So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban,
"Give me my wife, for my days are completed, and let me go into her."
And Laban gathered all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to be in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to Jacob, and he went in to her. And Laban gave his female servant Zilpah to his daughter Leah as a female servant. And in the morning it came to be that, see, it was Leah. So he said to Laban,
"What is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served you? Why then have you deceived me?"
And Laban said,
"It is not done this way in our place, to give the younger before the firstborn. Complete the week of this one, then we give you this one too, for the service which you shall serve with me still another 7 years."
And Jacob did so, and completed her week. Then he gave him his daughter Rachel too as wife. And Laban gave his female servant Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a female servant. And he also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he served with Laban still another 7 years. And Yahweh saw that Leah was unloved, and he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuven, for she said,
"For Yahweh has looked on my affliction, because now my husband is going to love me."
And she conceived again and bore a son and said,
"Because Yahweh has heard that I am unloved, he gave me this son too."
And she called his name Shimon. And she conceived again and bore a son and said,
Now this time my husband is joined to me, because I have borne him 3 sons.
So his name was called Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son, and said,
Now I praise Yahweh.
So she called his name Yehudah, and she ceased bearing.